Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, press release, inviting the enemy of Allah, his messenger, and the believers is equal to inviting the wrath of Allah and calamity. Fear Allah, O Prime Minister of Malaysia. Hizb al-Tahrir Malaysia hereby condemns in the strongest possible terms the invitation extended by the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Datu Seri Anwar Ibrahim, to the President of the United States, Donald Trump, whose hands remain stained with the blood of Muslims in Gaza, to Malaysia to attend the 47th ASEAN meeting in Kuala Lumpur. This invitation is not only a shameful diplomatic gesture devoid of moral standing, it is a profound affront to the dignity of this ummah, a betrayal that wounds the conscience of every Muslim who still holds honor close to his heart, most especially the people of Palestine. How can one who claims to champion the cause of Palestine invite the murderer of Palestinians and the destroyer of the blessed land of Palestine to the land of Muslims? Where is the dignity of a Muslim when the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enemy of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the enemy of the believers is welcomed into our country with the ceremonial honors accorded to a state guest? What shred of worth does such an inhumane enemy of Islam possess that warrants a red carpet and official pomp? Who among the living enemy of Allah today could be more contemptible in the eyes of Allah than the one responsible for the deaths of over 67,000 Muslims and the devastation of Palestine's sacred land? Trump is not merely an arrogant disbeliever. Through his hands, the blood of innocent Muslims has been spilt on the soil of Gaza, and he is so proud of it. Through his words, Al-Quds, the first Qibla of this Ummah, has been recognized as the capital of an unlawful Jewish entity. By his signature, he enacted the so-called Deal of the Century, a plan that denied the rights of the people of Palestine and effectively sought to erase Palestine from the world map. And now, once again, he proclaims a so-called peace plan over a land to which he has no legitimate claim at all. Is it fitting that such a man be invited and honored in a land whose people testify that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger? The Prime Minister of Malaysia seeks to cloak this disgrace in the mantle of ASEAN chairmanship. We ask plainly, is there an obligation inherent in the ASEAN chair's role to extend such an invitation? On the contrary, declining to invite a criminal, Trump would have reflected a vestige of dignity and courage. Whatever pretexts are advanced, they cannot conceal the fact that this act springs from subservience and fear of America, whereas true submission and reverence belong solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to his adversaries. More shameful still is the contention that with the presence of Trump, a message about Palestine can be conveyed directly to him. The proposition is so ironic. Would a wolf that devours the flock heed counsel on compassion toward sheep? How absurd. How can we seek a resolution from the very actor who has destroyed Palestine? How can we voice out to or even accept solution of our problem from our very enemy? Know this, O Prime Minister of Malaysia, the resolution of Palestine issue will not come from Donald Trump, and it never will. The resolution lies in your hands and in the hands of all Muslim rulers, that you and all your counterparts mobilize your armies to eradicate the Jewish entity from its root. Unfortunately, you do not do that, and you surrender the necks of Palestinians to be slaughtered by Trump instead. Indeed, inviting Trump to this country does not merely risk inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also imperils national sovereignty itself. Once he arrives, he will no longer exercise full command over aspects of our own state security apparatus. The police, the military immigration authorities, and the entire security establishment will be relocated to guarantee the protection of a man who is responsible for the deaths of more than 67,000 Muslims, in order to prevent so much as a speck of dust from touching him. This is a profound abasement. The killer of infants, children, women, and the elderly receive treatment surpassing that accorded even to a king. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِّي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ O you who believe, do not take my enemies and your enemies as allies. Al-Mumtahina 1. O Prime Minister of Malaysia, be aware that by inviting Trump, by sitting in council and posing for photographs with him, you will not gain any honor, not even the weight of an atom. All honor belongs solely to Allah. His enemies and those who seek their favor will find only disgrace. Whoever seeks to enhance their reputation in the eyes of Allah's enemies should know that true believers will deem them contemptible, and in Allah's sight their disgrace is even greater. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Do they seek honor from them, the disbelievers? Verily, all honor belongs to Allah. An-Nisa 139. Moreover, there is no practical difference between inviting Trump and inviting Netanyahu to this country, since both of them are kafir harbi fi'lan, belligerent disbelievers, the enemy of Islam, of Allah, of his messenger, and of the believers. Both are filthy criminals, but Trump feels himself exalted because the Muslim rulers have chosen to exalt him. How ignoble are the Muslim rulers who thus glorify him. Hizb ut-Tahrir is working to reestablish the Khilafah Caliphate, a country that will teach America and the Jewish entity the true meaning of friendship and enmity. At the time, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will truly experience their humiliation in this world before they are sent to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will judge them with the ultimate humiliation in the hereafter. Abdul Hakim Uthman, official spokesperson of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Malaysia.